Title: California Court of Appeal holds that SEC filings may be protected activities under anti-SLAPP statute. Content: On December 27, 2021, the California Court of Appeal issued two decisions addressing whether claims arising from statements made in filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, fall within California's statute designed to deter strategic lawsuits against public participation, or SLAPs, arising from protected speech. In Sugarman v. Bennett, No. B307753, 2021 WL611-1725, Cal Yap, December 27, 2021, Bennett, and Sugarman v. Brown, No. B308318, 2021 WL611-1718, Cal Yap, December 27, 2021, Brown. The court held that state law claims arising out of disclosures in federal SEC filings may be subject to California's anti-SLAPP statute, giving defendants a powerful tool to dispose meritless claims early in the process. Bennett and Brown stem from the same underlying complaint, brought by the former CEO of Bank of California, Bank, and his trust, collectively plaintiff, against Bank, its board, its former auditor and its former chief financial officer, among others, in the wake of the events that led to plaintiff's resignation from his positions at Bank in January 2017. Plaintiff asserted a number of tort claims against the defendants, which arose out of alleged misleading statements regarding Bank's financial projections, earnings per share guidance and corporate governance made in SEC filings. In response to the lawsuit, Bank and its directors brought anti-SLAPP motions, as did Bank's former auditor and former chief financial officer. Resolution of an anti-SLAPP motion involves two steps. The defendant must first establish that the challenged claim arises from activity protected by Section 425.16 of the California Code of Civil Procedure. If the defendant makes the required showing, the burden then shifts to the plaintiff to demonstrate the merit of the claim by establishing a probability of success on the merits. The trial court granted in part and denied in part Bank's and its directors' anti-SLAPP motions. Both parties appealed. The trial court granted Bank's former auditor's motion and granted in part and denied in part the former chief financial officer's motion. Plaintiff and the former chief financial officer both appealed. Bennett addresses the anti-SLAPP motion brought by Bank and its board, while Brown addresses the former auditor's and former chief financial officer's anti-SLAPP motions. Although the courts address both prongs of the anti-SLAPP statute, whether, 1, whether the claims in question fall within the anti-SLAPP statute and, 2, the plaintiffs met their burden of proving success, this post focuses on the prong 1 analysis, as that was the issue of first impression. The court in both cases looked to Horan v. Hickson, 209 Cal, App. 4th 256, 2012. In Horan, the trial court held that claims arising from statements made in filings with the SEC fall within California's anti-SLAPP statute. However, because the plaintiff did not challenge that finding on appeal, the Court of Appeal in Horan did not reach the issue. Consistent with the trial court's reasoning in Horan, the Court of Appeal in both Bennett and Brown affirmed the trial court's rulings that statements made in Forms 8K, 10Q, and 10K, all of which publicly traded companies are required to file with the SEC, fall within the anti-SLAPP statute. Such statements constituted statements in connection with an issue under consideration or review by an official proceeding, Code Civ Proc. Section 425.16(e)(2). And also fell within the anti-SLAPP statute's catch-all provision for speech in connection with an issue of public interest, Code Civ Proc. Section 425.16(e)(4). In concluding that the bank's Forms 8K, 10Q, and 10K were protected under Section 425.16(e)(2) as statements made in connection with an issue under consideration or review, the court relied heavily upon the trial court's reasoning in Horan. There, the trial court found the Horan defendants' Form 8K put the issues identified in the form under consideration or review by the SEC, and that the company's related press release, from which the plaintiffs' claims arose, was thus protected as a writing made in connection with an issue under consideration or review by any other official proceeding authorized by law. Horan, 209 Cal App Point 4th at 269. These mandatory SEC filings allow the SEC to determine whether to investigate a particular transactee.